Good morning. You're with Josh and JoJo, and joining us this morning is James Mead of the band Cutlass, or as we affectionately call you guys, Cuddles, here at the station.
Cuddles.
Yeah, because you guys are like, it's just, you know, like an adorable little teddy bear, except of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a rock and roll teddy bear of a group, aren't we? That's awesome.
How you doing, James? Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you so much. Man, I'm very well. Thank you for asking. I've been excited about this for a few months, obviously, because we've been working on it for a while. But yeah, it's out. People are listening. People are stoked. It feels really good.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I've been listening to some of the tracks off the new album. Is Rock and Roll Cutlass back?
You know what? Rock and Roll Cutlass is back.
Yeah!
That is awesome.
So excited about that.
I'm glad you guys are happy. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are happy about that.
I mean, JoJo and I came up during, like, you guys reigned the Christian rock charts.
Oh, yeah.
This is before all the worship albums, which are excellent. Don't get me wrong. They're fantastic.
Thank you.
But I'm super psyched. I think that You Alone is maybe the coolest song you guys have ever done, ever. So
cool. Thank you so much. It was a really organic writing process we did. Yeah, on all these songs on Surrender, you know, John Micah is our singer, and he and I started the band a long time ago. He and I were talking about what we wanted to accomplish with this record, and you kind of hinted at it, actually. You said you grew up listening to Christian radio when Cutlass as Rock and Roll Cutlass kind of reigned supreme, and we did, and like, honestly, that was all the Lord's doing. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the reasons we got so popular so fast was because there was a sense of relief for listeners when they heard our band, because they were like, oh, finally, a rock band that loves Jesus and thinks about this kind of stuff, but they sound like this. Like, we were a breath of fresh air to a lot of people, and so we wanted to, like, grab that back, you know? Like, that sense of Cutlass fans who put on a record and went, yes, finally, you know?
Yeah.
So we worked really hard to do that, and I think we nailed it.
I think that you guys definitely have a specific sound to Cutlass, because I know that when I hear you guys sing and play, I know that it's you. And I think that's a great thing to have as artists.
I do too. Thank you so much. That's a huge compliment. And it's funny too, because I personally think that our music is kind of all over the place, like over the years. Like you said, you know, we have a couple worship albums out, but it's funny. We've noticed along the years, our music is so all over the place that we could play right before Skillet on a festival stage, or we could play right before Casting Crown.
Totally.
And that's really weird, you know?
What inspired your new song, Bring It On?
I mean, what didn't inspire Bring It On? I think we're all living in this time in Earth's history where, to me, it seems like what Jesus talked about when he said that the last days would be like the days of Noah. I really feel that all of us feel this, like, sense that there's, like, a weight of, like, tension throughout the earth. And I think Christians need to be reminded to take hope, because really that's just another birth pain, so to speak, like the Bible calls it. That's another sign that we should be looking for the Lord to return, and we should encourage one another with those words. The song Bring It On is, you know, it kind of starts off like all the pain in the headlines, all the heartache of our times. We've seen so much stuff, you know, happening lately. All of us who love the Lord, we've seen some heartbreaking things, disease, violence, riots, shootings. And if you only focus on that stuff, it's hopeless. But we have an everlasting hope in heaven, and we have a king who is the King of Kings. He reigns supreme, and he is sovereign over all of this. And though the world is in a broken state, God knows exactly how to heal us. And for many of us, he has already healed us. He has redeemed us. Salvation has come to us. But we are a continual work of perfection that he's doing in our lives. So the song Bring It On is like, you know what? Because I have the Lord, and because he's working in my life, no matter what starts happening, bring it on. We can handle it, because there's a new world coming. There's a new kingdom coming.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with James Mead of the band Cutlass, and just listen to Bring It On, a brand new song off the brand new album Surrender. Mm-hmm. Just came out last week. It's going to be huge. It is the return of rock Cutlass.
Yes.
We've still got that worship edge. In mm-hmm. fact, as I was listening to Bring It On, James, I was thinking, man, that is a dangerous prayer. It's kind of like asking God for patience. There's only one way to get it.
Right.
That's bold. So kudos.
I think we need to be bold for Jesus in these days, though. You know, we need to be mm-hmm. willing to pray those uncomfortable prayers. Like, even if it's something as simple as, like, Lord, I don't ever really feel prepared to, like, share the gospel, but I know the people sitting around me in the office today need to know the Lord. Give me the courage to share the gospel today. Those sort of prayers where we're uncomfortable with them, mm-hmm. that's when the Lord wants to work the most. Like last night, we were reading through the story of Nehemiah, and Nehemiah returned, obviously, to Jerusalem with God's calling in his life to rebuild the wall. But you got to imagine it this way. Nehemiah was not a wall builder. He had never, ever done that. He grew up in the courts of Persia with the king, and he was a cupbearer. He was not prepared to build a wall at all. But God said, go do this. And God prepared him along the way with patience and time and prayer and fasting. And he gave him the right people to do the job.
That's awesome. One time I tried to build a fire pit in my backyard and it turned into a mound of broken bricks. So I can respect that.
Well, was that the Lord's calling?
Apparently not. No. Like, Josh, you should not be burning things in your backyard. Now, Thanksgiving is almost here, James, and we are so very thankful for groups like your band Cutlass that make their focus God's kingdom. And I know that that's challenging because there's always this push for, you know, successful tours, successful album sales. And that's true in Christian music as it is in secular music. But you guys, I mean, just listen to any Cutlass song and it's about Jesus. It's about mm-hmm. his kingdom. It's not about y'all's. And that's awesome. We want to give you a chance to talk about the things that you are most thankful for headed into Thanksgiving.
Okay. I'm thankful for a lot of things, but mainly I'm thankful for the Lord's mercies being brand new morning by morning, because I am a whopper of a sinner, and I need to be cleansed day by day. I'm glad that the Word of God is that for us. In Ephesians, we read that the Word is like water, and it washes us clean. And elsewhere in the Bible, in Psalms, we read that the Word of God is like a lamp unto our feet. So not only does it wash us clean, but it directs our path. It shows us where to go. And the funny thing is, if you think about a lamp doesn't shine very far out. It's not like a high-powered searchlight on a, you know, search and rescue boat or something. A lamp doesn't shine very far out, but it does illuminate just enough of your path ahead of you to let you know that you're on solid ground still. And I think that that's what's so awesome about the Word of God. Like, we can't comprehend it all at once, but I'm so thankful that it illuminates my path step by step and that God sees the rest of the path ahead of me.
Now, do you have any holiday season traditions that you are super excited about?
Yeah, what do you guys do in Portland for Thanksgiving?
Oh, man. Well,
mustache, you
know,
wax?
Yeah, totally. I actually do make my own beard oil. So
that's so awesome.
Of course you do. Do you sell that on the Cutlass website? Can you get the James Mead custom beard oil?
That would be kind of funny.
You really should do that.
Well, I should really set up like an Etsy store.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like legit.
If they can sell, you know, man buns, then you could totally sell your beard oil.
Clip-on,
I'm just saying.
Buns. Oh, man. Speaking of man buns, I saw the funniest internet meme the other day. There was a bunch of pictures of Putin, and he had photoshopped to have this really, like, hipster man bun.
Oh, man, yeah. I bet the Russians really appreciated that.
You know, he has such a good sense of humor about himself.
Oh,
I'm sure he liked it.
It just comes across as real easy going.
Thanksgiving traditions. Let's see. We don't really have a bunch of Thanksgiving traditions. I always name our turkey before we cook it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's sort of like naming tropical storms and stuff.
Yeah.
And I have to have pecan pie or else the day can't be over.
Okay.
Have you
named your turkey this
year yet?
No, we haven't bought one yet.
Okay.
Actually, we're
going
to go visit some family elsewhere in Oregon. So I'm not in charge of getting the turkey this year.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say pecan or do you say pecan?
I say pecan. My father says pecan. Okay. JoJo can't eat it because she's allergic to every food.
I'm not allergic to pecans. I say pecan.
Okay, cool. I'm just taking a survey, that's all.
We're going to switch gears here for a minute. We've got James Mead from Cutlass with us, and we're about to put him through the ringer with the Lifesung's lightning round.
Okay.
Are you prepared for this, James? It is a quick kind of just answer the question off the top of your head as quickly as possible, and we'll move through them at lightning speed.
I am always prepared for these.
All right, here we go. We'll start off easy.
Okay.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Salad or chili cheese fries?
Salad.
Bowling or skee ball?
Skee ball.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Instagram.
CD, MP3, vinyl, or cassette?
Vinyl. I'm from Portland.
Youth group choir or youth group praise band?
I was in praise band, so let's go with youth group praise band.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Yes.
That's not a question.
Yes.
All right. Super Mario Brothers or Halo?
I don't play video games.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Fall, all the way.
Favorite vintage car?
67 Camaro Super Sport.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
How many languages can you speak?
I can speak 2 pretty well, and I can sort of speak Spanish as well.
What language do you wish you knew?
Ukrainian.
Rock climbing or laser tag?
Rock climbing.
Christmas or Easter?
Christmas.
What is your dream vacation?
I want to go to Ireland.
Cool. And your final question, what was the first album you ever bought?
The first album I ever bought with my own money?
Yeah.
Dookie by Green Day.
Yeah. That was a first for many of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations, James.
You did good.
You passed the lightning round. James, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. And we're super psyched about Cutlass's new album, Surrender, which is in stores. We've been giving it away all week with the Lifesung's Genius Club. And we're going to hook somebody up next week with an Amazon Prime membership courtesy of Cutlass. That's going to be cool.
That's right. That's a good contest right there. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been our pleasure.
Mm-hmm.